calling me Larry.
Hello, Larry.
Hats off to Larry.
Larry. Fucking Larry.
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 Larry. Larry, get into bed now.
Come on, Larry.
Is there no sweeter sound than that of your own name? Buried in cheers and applause? Well, no, there isn't.
Hey there, is your formerly great metropolis become a literal shit show? Are the sidewalks polka dotted with steaming piles of human feces, garnished with bloody syringes? No problem, there's an app for that. It's Snapcrap, and it's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Spot a squatter, watch him or her unload, say cheese. Take the keepsake picture with your iPhone. Open the Snapcrap app. Press send and presto. GPS pinpoints and catalogs the location of yet another filthy, repulsive pile of shit ready for cleanup. Download the app today at cod.gov. Yeah, that's right, like caca. Available soon on Google Play Store.
You may think what you just heard is a joke, but I assure you, it is not. At one time, San Francisco was, without question, the most beautiful city in the nation. Now, it is a literal shit show. And the fucking morons that run the city think they can fix it with an app. I'll circle back to more on Snapcrap a little later in the show. Do you wish you lived in another time? If you could, which era would you pick? Huh? Prehistoric? Yeah, that might have some advantages. No school, no job, no boss, no clothing changes. Live close to nature, thrill of the hunt. Ghost stories every night around the campfire. No congestion and plenty of solitude. Biblical times? You might meet Jesus. Or maybe Salome or Jezebel. See how pointy those ancient temptresses could be. Egyptian? Their women definitely looked pointy. Maybe the pointiest of any historical period. Slim, long-armed and legged, very angular, almost geometric. I coined the word pointy, but it looks as if the Egyptians pioneered the look. How about ancient Rome? Might have been fun. I cannot watch football, but if they gave the players knives, I might watch. That's kind of the idea behind gladiators, I guess. But Roman-era women, not so pointy. At least in the period art. How about the Dark Ages, huh? If you're into plague and mass death, well, that's your time. And speaking of plague, sometimes I wake up in the night and think, Larry, baby, why do you have to be so fucking right? Episode 122, which you can download at thatlarryshow.com, I predicted increasing plagues, and goddamn, if we don't have one cooking right here in Los Angeles, the city without a soul. What's the pathogen du jour? Typhus fever. Yeah, a third world epidemic in the city of angels. It started just a week or so ago, and oh, how the fuckball media and sleazebag city officials are spinning it. When it first began, the media said it was spreading among the homeless in downtown L.A. Now, if you've never been at downtown L.A., don't go. You'll think they're shooting a zombie movie, but it's real. Block after block after block of tents and refrigerator box sidewalk condos. And at dusk, they all come out, pushing shopping carts and looking every bit like the Walking Dead. Low estimates put the homeless at 60,000. It's a population explosion. Why? Because of the commie policies of that football-headed fucktard, Jerry Brown, and his Prague cohorts in Sacramento. But I digress. In just a few days, no one is saying anything about the homeless. In fact, they've completely shifted gears and are blaming irresponsible pet owners. The officials now say the source of typhus is fleas from pets and wild animals. They're telling citizens not to go where there may be fleas and tuck in their pants cuffs and spray their ankles and shoes with DEET. What a bunch of fucking assholes. Of course they're blaming pet owners and squirrels. The real source is the homeless, and the source of the homeless is fuckface football head Jerry Brown and douchebag mayor Eric Garcetti, and you bet your ass they have leaned on the media to run with the pets and squirrel story. Because if this typhus keeps spreading, watch how fast a pitchfork and torch crowd will rip those scumbag politicos from their government mansions and do to them what angry crowds do. The primary vector of typhus is human lice. Earlier news reports stated the culprit of the epidemic is the conditions of the county's expanding homeless population. Quote, all of the cases have a history of living or working in the downtown LA area, said a county health spokeswoman, unnamed, of course. NBC went on to say that Andy Bales, CEO of a rescue mission, says, quote, the conditions on Skid Row are ripe for even more serious issues than this, unquote. In 2014, Bales had a leg amputated after he was exposed to flesh-eating bacteria in downtown L.A. Well, I guess Andy knows what the fuck he's talking about. Wonder how soon the SnapCrap app will be available in L.A. I used to go to San Francisco all the time on business. Of course it had its seedy sections, every city does. But the last time I visited might be the last time. Even the toniest areas were strewn with syringes and human shit. Walking through Union Square was a gauntlet of panhandlers. And, typical of their government policies, they don't deal with the root cause. They try to alleviate symptoms by literally shoveling shit. And, oh, make it cute and funny with a funny named app. But back to living in another time. Some people still do, and they just might be onto something. There was a fascinating story recently about a tribe in Tanzania. Hey, wouldn't it be more fun to shift the accent and call it Tanzania? That might be home to the Three Stooges, where the sidewalks are paved with banana peels, and everyone gets a daily pie in the face. I bet somewhere in the U.S. there's a tanning parlor called Tanzania. But in the actual Tanzania, there's a tribe called the Hadza, and it's said that they live in a way that has not changed in 10,000 years. There are some extraordinary images of these guys butchering a baboon and holding other game, antelope and rabbits and monkeys, all taken with handmade bows and arrows. Now, these stories pop up every now and then, right? Some undiscovered tribe in a remote area of the Amazon or someplace. I covered one in episode 115, Going Borneo. But this one, this tribe, has a different twist. The Hadza are not unaware of the 21st century world and technology. They simply just don't want any part of it. How cool is that? It's something to ponder, huh? We constantly see surveys that say stuff like, oh, you know, 85% of people would rather go without food than their smartphones. And then there's the Brandhurs, right? Sun up to sundown. They can't live without Crest, not Colgate. Folgers, not Maxwell House. Tropicana, not Minute Maid. Gotta have Nikes, Hondas, Starbucks, MacBook and iPhone. Scott 1000 ass wipe. Gotta be Saran Wrap. 300 thread count sheets. Memory foam mattress, my pillow, 65-inch 4K flat screen on the wall for Colbert or Kimmel. And those guys from the Hadza tribe have no electricity, no currency. Everything is barter. They are unanimous in rejecting all that shit from Colgate to Colbert. Amazingly, they're living fairly long lives, into their 70s. Some doctor from London claims their guts can digest anything because they've developed a stomach bacteria that breaks down food like an atom smasher and kills parasites. So they don't need Activia from Jamie Lee Curtis to take a good dump, or Snapcrap to report it. There's only about 1,000 Hadza, and they have decided they want to secure land and water rights of their home turf so no one can pull them into the stifling, regimented, corporatized, analyzed, spied upon, taxed from womb to tomb, numbered and cataloged existence that is the 21st century and the First World. As it would happen, I read about the Hadza tribe during a 3-hour poll at the California DMV. I can hardly think of a place more emblematic of 21st century living than a DMV office. I had to renew my driver's license. Since California decided to issue driver's licenses to illegal aliens, which a few years ago were called undocumented immigrants, and now referred to as undocumented residents. Always fascinating how politicians tweak the terminology or the facts to suit their agendas, isn't it? For years, the state of California, led by football-headed moron Jerry Brown, has handed out licenses like titty bar flyers on the Las Vegas Strip. So now, my license will soon be unacceptable to the fucking TSA as legitimate ID to board an airplane. And as much as I dislike the TSA, I can't entirely blame them. So now tens of millions of longtime legal residents of California must drag their asses down to those sparkly, pleasant DMV offices and spend several hours proving to the state of California that they are who they are, even though Motor Vehicle has a database on them going back years, even decades. You have to show up with your old license and three, count them, three other forms of ID, and those must be a Social Security card. I've not seen mine since Christ knows when, or a W-2 or 1099, plus a current utility bill with your name and address on it, plus a passport. No substitutes. Oh, and also have a check, or cash or debit card, because credit cards will not be accepted because it will cost you $35 to waste a day of your life proving that you are who you say you are, even though it is a license renewal, not a new license, and they have a fucking database on you. And you better make an appointment first, because wait times for walk-ins can be 5 or 6 hours. Well, I had an appointment, and I still wound up giving the California DMV 3 hours of my life. I think they should fucking pay me to be there, since I already paid them to be there. No? So I had an appointment, 1:40 p.m., and I arrived there at 1:40 p.m., and there are two lines, one for walk-ins and one for those with appointments. And there are three people in front of me on the appointment line, and many more in the walk-in line, and behind the desk of officialdom is just one guy. And I'm thinking, well now, how can one guy handle two lines of people? I'll tell you how. He called somebody from the walk-in line, and when he was finished fucking around with them, explaining the difference between a California titty bar flyer license and a real ID California license, then he would call somebody from the appointment line. If you want to be able to board an airplane, which is a process that is now remarkably similar to the DMV experience, you must have a, quote, real ID, unquote, license. That's what they call them. Because of the millions of bogus licenses they've been handing out to anyone who said they wanted one. So now it's about 2 o'clock, and some broad comes clicking down the linoleum, reeking of bureaucratic arrogance. This is her domain. She's the boss woman, and she's going to exercise some authority. And now I'm at the front of the appointment line, and she walks up to me and asks me what time my appointment was for. I tell her, 1:40. I'm expecting her to say, "Oh, sorry for the delay. We're shorthanded. Step this way and I'll expedite your process." I was wrong. What she said was,
"You're late."
And I said, "No, I was on time. I've been waiting here for 20 minutes. And big boss woman sneers at me like I'm some fucking mendicant and turns on her booted heel and clocks away like Ilsa, she-wolf of the SS. An overpaid, over-benefited load of shit packed into clothing three sizes too small. How about some more government, folks? Anybody want more government, huh?" So I waited 25 minutes to take a fucking number, even though I had an appointment. I get the number and settle into the folding chair and pull out my phone, and that's where I read about the Hadza tribe of Tanzania, and I totally get why these dudes don't want anything to do with this age. And I see what insanely good archers these guys are. Lots of hunters miss antelope and baboons with scoped rifles, and these Hadza dudes are taking them down with Stone Age bows and arrows. I look up from my phone and swivel my head around and spot Ilsa. She isn't doing a fucking thing. She's flirting with the security guard. And I wonder why the fuck does this place need a security guard? What would you steal from here? The folding chairs? The shitty attitudes? Maybe the take a number slips of paper. Maybe the guard is there to protect Ilsa. I look at Ilsa and think, holy shit. An antelope can book across the veldt at 60 miles per hour, and those Hadza bowmen are taking them down all the time. How cool would it be to have a Hadza hunter next to me right now, drawing a bead on that snotty bitch? He could probably put an arrow in her ass with his eyes closed. And with them open, oh, he could bury one right in her eardrum. Wonder if any of her co-workers would call 911. They'd probably just watch her flail around on the floor like a taser victim with her fuck you boots scuffing the linoleum. There's a fuck ton to be learned from those Hadza dudes and so-called primitive people all around the world. As I continued to wait, I flashed on blowguns with poison darts. Wonder if anyone's teaching a course in that shit. You could hide one of those in a breast pocket, whip it out, cover it with both hands, fake a two-fisted cough, and then put a death-dealing dart in Ilsa's Buick-sized ass from 10 or 15 yards away. No problem. Then I recall a story from a few weeks back, and when I find it, my fury reaches DEFCON 1. In Sacramento, that would be the capital of California, where there are thousands of overpaid, overbenefited, overprivileged parasite politicians and bureaucrats, which are pretty much the same thing, these douchebags have their very own Department of Motor Vehicle Office, just so they don't have to wait online like the rest of us serfs. How's that for a clubby benefit? It was a big secret until somebody blew the whistle, but I've yet to see any reports that it's been closed. Because it won't be. Government bureaucracy has become a fucking club, and we're not in it. All over the motor vehicle canon is the phrase, "You're driving privilege." As in, your driving privilege will be revoked or suspended or reinstated. I wonder if other people get as enraged by that as I do. They could just as easily use the word, your driving license, couldn't they? It would even be more accurate. But some shitbag in Sacramento deliberately chose the word privilege instead. Why? Well, to be imperious, to be pedantic, to be dictatorial, and to belittle and disempower. Because privileges can only be doled out by two entities, parents or prisons. So either way, this word reduces you and me and everyone who pays their outrageous fucking fees and salaries to children and criminals. Those Hadza tribesmen don't need no stinking privileges, do they? No siree, Bob. I really hope they win their fight and keep their way of life. Because if this typhus shit really ramps up, we may need some help from them. If you like what you just heard, slide over to patreon.com/thatlarryshow and help support this show. When you do, you'll get access to many special bonus episodes, signed books, custom recordings, and more. What more? Well, how about a direct line to the many senseis of the Take No Shit Dojo who have helped a lot of listeners with problems in their careers, relationships, families. Hell, it's a jungle out there, and we can help you make it through alive. That's why this show is started, to help you sail through the relentless barrage of shit that you face every day and emerge victorious. Stop by thatlarryshow.com for more content about the show, pictures, videos, and commentary. And while there, click the subscribe by email button. That way you'll never miss an episode. And remember, my friends, somebody once said, government should fear its people. Our government not only does not fear us, they're literally burying us in shit. I'll see you this weekend at Sinner Sunday, and until that time, take no shit.